I've told you guys before, I am not afraid to admit when I'm wrong about something. I said something the other day, I think it was in my second video on Monday, that I was wrong about. At least I was partially wrong about it. I said there would be a media hurricane surrounding the hiring of Jeff Saturday as the interim head coach in Indianapolis. Now, there's been a media hurricane, but the one place I expected to be the center of the storm, the eye of the storm, if you will, ESPN, the reactions to this hiring at ESPN, I should have seen this coming. I dropped the ball on this. I have been laughing my ass off this afternoon watching these talking heads at ESPN trip all over their words responding to the hiring of Jeff Saturday. They want so bad to twist this into a case of mythical racism. It's almost second nature to them at this point. Ryan Clark was literally frothing at the mouth. Stephen A. Smith, he wanted to go into one of his red-faced rants, screaming at the camera about the injustices, the plight of the black man in the National Football League. But they can't do it. They can't do it. Why? Because this story with Jeff Saturday, this story hits too close to home. This story's involving someone who developed deep personal relationships at the worldwide leader in woke. After seeing the initial announcement when ESPN broke the news that Jeff Saturday was hired by the Colts, I didn't think he had any friends at ESPN. Now that I have had 2 days to review these reactions, Jeff Saturday has plenty of friends at the network. A couple of years ago, when the Brooklyn Nets hired Steve Nash, ESPN twisted that hiring into a case of white privilege. He has no coaching experience. He's coaching two of the best players in the NBA. A black man would never be given an opportunity like this. Now, they didn't have these same complaints about Derek Fisher. They didn't have these same complaints about Jason Kidd, Chauncey Billups. You know who else they didn't have these same complaints about? Jeff Saturday. Yesterday morning on NFL Network, Kyle Brandt, he sarcastically gave his thoughts on Jeff Saturday. He was somewhat mocking the hiring in a playful manner, playing off the fact that Jeff Saturday has no coaching experience, which is fine. I mean, that's fine. Kyle Brandt was just doing his job. But during his little soliloquy, he subtly threw ESPN under the bus. Now, it's no secret at this point. ESPN is the home of denouncing white privilege, promoting mythical racism. Kyle Brandt, he openly asked if ESPN analysts would criticize the hiring of Jeff Saturday, or if the messaging would be more congratulatory in nature. Now, this subtle commentary triggered the resident beta male at ESPN, the man paid to analyze and break down NFL defenses, but the only breakdowns he provides are emotional. The feeler of all feelings, Ryan Clark. Check out this response to Kyle Brandt. How dare you do your job and criticize us for not doing ours? I don't have enough hops for the high road. Plus, I do like going down the low road when I see a male birthing person like yourself, Kyle. So here we have the emotional trigger man himself getting upset again. Kyle Brandt was just asking how ESPN would respond. That's it. Now, this all happened yesterday morning. Ryan Clark, he was a part of NFL Live yesterday afternoon after all this took place. Now, let me ask you something. Let's assume for a second Jeff Saturday didn't spend the last 10 years working at ESPN. Let's pretend he was a high school coach in Georgia or just a retired couch potato. Jim Irsay hires him off the street to be the interim head coach. What would Ryan Clark's reaction be? White flag on the play, mythical racism, white privilege, white collusion, Rooney Rule, the NFL is modern day slavery, evil white owners, pound my brow. You know exactly how Ryan Clark would have reacted. This dude gets emotional when a white dog gets chosen over a black dog for a Purina commercial. Ryan Clark gets angry when someone asks him for whiteout. Don't use that language around me. That term is not inclusive. I prefer to call it diverse, inclusive, ink, equity, eraser. How did Ryan Clark react to the hiring of Jeff Saturday? Watch it for yourself.
Congratulations, Jeff. I wish you the best. I believe that you are a very capable human because of your character and your personality to be in that locker room. I also believe that you have the intelligence to do the jobs. Now, let's get to this. Many people are talking about race. This isn't about the race of the coaches. There were guys like Gus Bradley, who are former head coaches on that staff, or guys like Scotty Montgomery. So it's not about their color. This is about relationship. And that does bring it to race for this reason. There isn't the representations of faces like mine, of minority faces, who can build the familiarity that Jim Irsay has built with Jeff Saturday. Earned with what you've earned, you're concerned with comfort, you're concerned with familiarity. And when it does come to hiring the right coach, whether it be a black coach or a white coach, it's always been about comfort. It's always been about familiarity. And this is another time that somebody has jumped the line. It ain't always nepotism. It ain't always white privilege. Sometimes it's just the wrong decision.
What? Seriously? Did I just hear Ryan Clark say that this is not about race? If I were to put on my woke hat right now and analyze the hiring of Jeff Saturday, this would be the perfect scenario to highlight white privilege. This would be the perfect situation to exploit white nepotism. The white man, always looking out for the white man. And here we have Ryan Clark, one of the leading voices in the community of victimization, telling us that this is not about race? What the fuck is going on at ESPN? It's like common sense has suddenly been injected into the minds of their analysts. There was something else Ryan Clark said that caught my attention. Now, even though he was mostly talking common sense, Ryan Clark is still a grade A shit fuck, don't get it twisted. So he had to find some way to tie race into this. He essentially repeated the same point that I made Monday. Jim Irsay hiring Jeff Saturday was based on their relationship, the trust they've built with each other over the last 20 years. Now, Ryan Clark, he tries to make this point that faces like his don't have the same opportunity to build that type of relationship, that type of trust with Jim Irsay. Now, correct me if I'm wrong. Reggie Wayne played 14 years with the Colts, right? You mean to tell me in 14 years, he didn't have the same opportunity to build a relationship with ownership? I'm assuming he did. He's fucking coaching there right now. Did Marvin Harrison not have the same opportunity? Now, other than that, and I can't believe I'm saying this, Ryan Clark was actually spot on with his analysis. This was not about nepotism. It wasn't about white privilege. It was about comfort. It was about trust. Ryan Clark was not the only shitfuck who was suddenly spanked with the common sense cucumber. Now, that's not to be confused with the woke cucumber. The common sense cucumber, it's meant for purposes of eating. The woke cucumber, well, you guys know how they utilize it. But it wasn't just Ryan Clark. Stephen A. Smith was also docile in his reaction. I was incredibly disappointed. I expected screaming. I expected him to get behind the pulpit at Woke United Methodist, delivering an impassioned sermon on the dangers of white privilege. Instead, you could hear a mouse fart in the background as Stephen A. Smith expressed his feelings on the situation. Watch for yourself.
I do have an issue with it, but I want to make sure that the world is clear. My issue is with the Rooney Rule and the spirit of it, although there's not a violation of it per se because it involves interim status. The spirit of it is to make sure that when you're talking about people getting opportunities to be a head coach in this league, that minority candidates are interviewed and genuinely recognized as candidates for the job, which is something that NFL teams have been violating since the rule's implementation decades ago. Having said all of that, let me say this. I'm torn because of that, but I'm incredibly happy for Jeff Saturday. Jeff Saturday is a friend. Jeff Saturday is a friend of this show and a friend of this network. He is a brilliant football mind. He knows the game of football inside and out. He's passionate. He cares. And he's going to give it all that he's got. And there ain't a person that I think that we find at this network or anywhere around the sport of football who will not root for this guy. I know I'll be rooting for him.
Okay, first things first. What the fuck is Mina Kimes doing on this show? I understand why Keyshawn Johnson's there. He played in the NFL. He can provide insight. He has value. I understand the role of Stephen A. Smith. He attracts viewers. People care about what he has to say. What's the purpose of Mina Kimes? I mean, Molly Karam's a beautiful woman, so it can't be about aesthetics. What insight could Mina Kimes possibly give that I couldn't find myself? Anyway, there's a reason that I'm showing you all this. It's not because it's rare to see common sense on ESPN. Now, while that is somewhat interesting, it's not enough to make an entire video about it. The lack of overreaction to the hiring of Jeff Saturday at ESPN, it highlights the hypocrisy at the network. Like I said earlier, they overreacted to the hiring of Steve Nash. They called that white privilege. They are constantly talking about the lack of diversity in the NFL when it comes to head coaches. Stephen A. has complained on numerous occasions about Colin Kaepernick not being given another chance. But when it comes to one of their own, and when I say that, I don't mean Jeff Saturday's a butt brigator. I have never heard anything woke related come out of his mouth or seen the woke cucumber go in it. When it comes to someone being given an opportunity that the shit fucks know personally, someone they're friends with, have a personal relationship, suddenly all these woke talking points are forgotten. It's no longer about white privilege. It's no longer about mythical racism. It's just a friend being given an opportunity that, according to Ryan Clark, was based on his relationship with the owner. It just further proves all these complaints of mythical racism, all this complaining about white privilege at ESPN, it's all bullshit. It's not real. This is the reason I call it mythical racism. Anytime someone from ESPN's talking about it, that's what it is, a myth. ESPN uses race to further a narrative. They use race when it suits their narrative. Had this been anyone else, talking heads at ESPN would be screaming from the top of Brokeback Mountain about white privilege and mythical racism. But when it's one of their own, it's silence. But give me your thoughts. The reaction to Jeff Saturday at ESPN. Does this prove the hypocrisy in their woke narrative? Does this expose Ryan Clark, Stephen A. Smith as frauds when they complain about white privilege? You let me know. Sound off in the comments below. Make sure to like and subscribe. Click the notification bell to receive all notifications from the channel. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com. KC_btl84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys tomorrow.